If you feel like you're landing in the new year a little off balance in your personal or professional life, or both, then this episode is for you.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ+ kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Huster. Let's get started.
If you feel like you're re-entering your own life at a strange angle, like you left as one version of yourself in December and then came home in January feeling off-center or stretched thin or emotionally scrambled, this episode is your soft landing. January isn't about fixing yourself. It's about finding your way back to yourself. By the end of this episode, you'll see why your post-holiday offness is a normal nervous system response, not a personal failing. You'll discover a gentle re-entry practice that helps you transition back into your rhythms with steadiness and compassion. And you'll walk away with a clear sense of what it means to return to your truth after weeks or even months of performing, managing, navigating, and enduring. And make sure you stick around for today's Unlearn, the myth that January requires boldness, new goals, or reinvention. So let's get into it. First, I want you to just take a breath. Take a breath with me. Not a performative breath, not a deep breath, just a breath, your breath. And notice it. January has a way of showing up, sometimes almost like a surprise, like a blank page you're supposed to fill in with resolutions or goals, new plans, improvement projects. However, raise your hand if you feel like you arrive in January not refreshed, but completely wrung out. I know that most years I definitely feel that way. This episode is an invitation to do the opposite of resolving. It's an invitation to return gently, honestly, slowly, to being you first, before you do anything else. Every year, I have this moment usually around January 3rd or 4th where my body feels like it's trying to catch up with my life. It's actually happening right now as I scramble to get this episode written and recorded and published for you. It's as if my mind comes home or comes back days after the rest of me does. I go through the post-holiday motions, which typically are some combination of putting decorations away, trying to put my house back together, helping my kids pack up and return to school and their lives, abruptly switching gears from leisurely time together, cooking, talking, hanging out, to a record scratch of a million emails, a blinking cursor in a blank document, appointments on my calendar, all the while feeling this odd dissociation, kind of like, wait, who am I again? What season am I in? Why does everything feel so loud and so disorganized? Why am I exhausted, even though I'm back to normal? For a long time, I made myself wrong for that feeling. Now I know better. Now I know that there is nothing wrong with me. I'm just in re-entry. And if you're here too, welcome. You're in the right place. So what is re-entry? Well, It's the psychological and physiological process of returning to your own rhythms, your own identity, and your own internal truth after a season that pulled you out of yourself. During the holidays, even in the very best circumstances, we all take on roles we don't usually occupy. Perhaps it's the peacekeeper or the emotional manager, the tradition upholder, the caretaker, the boundary diplomat, the scheduler or planner in chief, the masker, the smile holder. And if you're parenting an LGBTQ plus kid, especially in families where safety, acceptance, or misgendering is a concern, your nervous system works triple time without any overtime pay. Your additional list may have included monitoring conversations, bracing for comments, watching your child's face more than your own, calculating risk in real time, protecting, buffering, softening, redirecting. Even if everything went fine, your body still registers and holds on to all of this labor. Reentry is the art and the practice of returning to your internal alignment after you've spent a season living externally. So here's the why behind all of this, why January can feel so strange. First, your nervous system hasn't caught up yet. According to polyvagal theory, survival mode states, those of fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, take time to unwind. Research shows it can take 7 to 14 days to return to baseline after acute emotional or relational stress. Second, you've been performing parts of yourself that aren't you anymore. Just like queer or trans folks often describe shrinking back into an old version of themselves when returning home, many of us do a micro version of that during the holidays. We regress. We contort. We comply. We revert to dynamics from decades ago. Re-entry means you get to put that version of you down again. Third, you need a transition, a restart. January culture pushes fresh start energy, but most of us just need slow thaw energy. Your body cannot pivot on command. It's not designed to. Fourth, you're reestablishing self-trust. Holiday environments often force you to violate tiny boundaries, saying yes when you meant no, holding peace when you wanted truth, absorbing emotion that wasn't yours. Re-entry is when you come back to your inner authority. So how can we do this? Well, here is a gentle re-entry practice, a simple method that I teach clients and parents all the time, and one that I use myself. Step one, name what pulled you away. The holidays don't just exhaust us, they distort us. Ask yourself these questions. Ask, where did I disconnect from myself? Or when did I disconnect from myself? Maybe it was people-pleasing or over-functioning. Maybe it was absorbing family tension. Maybe it was grief crashing into tradition. Naming is clarity, and clarity is grounding. Step two, identify your anchor. Your anchor is one sentence that represents the you you're returning to. For example, I listen to myself before I listen to expectations. I choose steadiness over urgency. I protect what matters. I trust my inner knowing, my intuition. These aren't affirmations. They're orientation. Step 3, give your body a transition cue. Re-entry is somatic before it's psychological. So try one of these practices. Place a warm hand on your chest while exhaling slightly longer than you inhale. Or sit with a warm mug and feel its weight. Shake out your hands or shoulders. This completes the stress cycle. Or stand barefoot on the floor for 30 seconds. And if it's warm enough where you live, standing in the grass on the earth is even better. These cues tell your nervous system, we're safe, we're home. Step 4, set one re-entry boundary. Not 10, not an entirely new life plan, just one boundary that signals I am reconnected with myself. For example, no morning phone use for the first 20 minutes that you're awake. Affirm, I can't talk about politics today. No taking on emotional labor that isn't yours. Or a nightly check-in with your body before sleep. A boundary isn't just what you limit, it's what you make room for. Step 5, give yourself 7 to 14 days of grace. The research shows that this is the window of recalibration. So instead of forcing motivation, productivity, or new year, new me energy, give yourself permission to be in transition. Transition is sacred, and it's where your truth returns. We'll get to the rest of the episode in a moment, but if you like the show, please make sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, watch us on YouTube, and share with your friends. If you can, place a hand right now on your heart or your belly and ask yourself softly, what part of myself am I ready to return to? And just notice what rises. Notice what comes to you. There's no pressure, no wrong answer, only gentle returning to yourself. Re-entry often mirrors queer or trans identity journeys. So many LGBTQ+ people describe the moment they leave an unaffirming environment and finally breathe again. Their shoulders drop, their voice softens, their authenticity returns. Your January is the same. You're stepping back into an affirming environment, yourself. You are not meant to snap back into place like a rubber band. You are a human being with a nervous system, not a machine with a reset button. Unlearn the myth that January requires boldness, goals, or reinvention. Sometimes the bravest thing, the truest thing, is to let yourself land gently, slowly, with no expectation except honesty. You don't have to start fresh. You just have to come home. Today we talked about what re-entry really is. A return to yourself after a season that asked a lot of you. We named why January feels so disorienting. And we walked through a gentle, doable re-entry practice to help you come back to your center with compassion and clarity and breath. Thank you so much for being here with me today in your humanity, in your tenderness, in your honesty, I am so, so grateful for you. Remember that new episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday. And if this episode helped you soften into January, share it with someone who might be struggling with their own reentry right now. And if you'd like more support, reflection, or grounding, my newsletter and private coaching work are available by going to heatherhester.net. Until next time, be gentle with yourself. You are coming home.